On Friday, striking images of a group of activists setting up camp halfway up a power station's chimney stack made the front pages of nearly every Czech newspaper. The previous day, 11 members of the environmental organisation Greenpeace set up home on one of the chimneys at the Prunežov power plant in northern Bohemia, in protest against the carbon dioxide emissions produced by the plant. The group was originally planning to camp out on the chimney until Saturday, but was forced to abort their protest due to bad weather on Friday afternoon. Earlier today, however, I talked to one of the activists occupying the chimney. From the dizzying height of 70 metres, Jan Rovensky told me why he and his colleagues were staging this protest.
We decided to climb this chimney because the factory to which it's connected is the biggest source of carbon dioxide emissions in the Czech Republic. It emits every minute 70 tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and it's pretty much. It's 9 million tons per year. And we think it's a very good place in which we can put our fingers. The problem of climate change is really important. Now there is a climate conference held in Bali in Indonesia, which will decide what to do after the Kyoto Protocol at 2012. And we really want to send a message to politicians there that people are concerned and they must do something.
And when do you plan on coming back down? How long is this protest going to last?
We had a free aim at the start of the action. The first one, it was unfold the big 60 meters long banner at the top of the chimney. But in such strong winds, it's exactly impossible. The second one was to establish the connection with our team in Bali and communicate with them our situation here and our request. And we succeeded with them with that yesterday. And the third aim, and I think most important, was to gain the public interest.
Leading on from that, do you really think that what you've done maybe is the best way to get your message across? Because maybe a lot of people see this more as sabotage and maybe don't sympathise with what you've done.
I have one very easy answer. We organised the press conference about the Bali meeting for this Tuesday in Prague. We proposed to the media that we can establish the live connection with the Czech representatives on Bali and the Greenpeace leaders on Bali. We want to give them some more detailed scientific view on the whole issue. And at this conference was no anyone media. So I think if you want to make some issue really visible, it's a pity, but sometimes it's necessary to use some more visible ways to show it.
What was your first night like up there? What are conditions like up there right now? And how was it to spend a night on the chimney?
Well, there was no problem with cold because we were prepared for it. But there is very strong wind during the night and our tent was not fit for such strong velocity. So we removed during the night, around the midnight, from the height of 150 meters to the height of 70 meters, from which we can, in the worst case, can exit the chimney far better.
I was talking there to Jan Rovensky, who obviously has a head for heights.